Unplugged. Welcome to Youth Unplugged. Of course, Youth Unplugged brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. I got to say good afternoon to my guests this afternoon, Donna and Janelle. Did I get the name right?
Yes.
Janelle. 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 Miss Pontanel is in the building. They're the creators of Eco Creations. Yes, yes. Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to the studio. They did apologize due to an unfortunate accident that just happened like 2 minutes, right in front of them almost.
Yes.
So there was a slight delay because of the traffic. But guys, welcome to the studio. I'm super excited to talk to you for personal reasons too, because I have easy clothes I need to fix. Anyway, we're going to talk about that a little later. I don't know who wants to start. Tell us a little bit about the business. We're going to do it different this afternoon. We're talking about the business first. We're talking about personal, and then we're going back into the business. Something totally different this afternoon. All right, so let's talk about the business. Who wants to start off and tell us what Eco Creations is all about?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for having us.
Pleasure.
It's amazing just us being here presenting to you. So Eco Creations is an upcycling and recycling clothing and textile company. Mm-hmm. We try to bring, how do you say, eco to St. Lucia, a way of recycling and upcycling your clothing to revamp. Like my partner would say, that's like my favorite one. So, yeah, this is what Eco Creations is about.
Now, we know about recycling, and I think now people are now going into the whole upcycling.
Yes.
Explain a little bit more about what upcycling means and what it is.
Okay, so upcycling is taking, for example, an old pair of pants and making it into a dress, a top. So it's basically just transforming an old clothing or even new and just giving it like a whole new purpose.
Yeah.
So you find that very popular now, and we're just trying to bring it here in St. Lucia.
Yes.
That's probably pretty cool, because I know some ladies will see a dress and they're like, why, if that was a pants, or if that was a top.
Exactly.
So that's what you guys created, basically.
Yes.
And what inspired this?
Well, I started a business. At first, it was a clothing and, well, let's say I used to design T-shirts and dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, since everybody's already doing the printing, I try to, you know, take already made T-shirts. I used to buy them in the factory.
Mm-hmm.
And I design them with a touch of crochet. And then on doing research, I wanted to be, like, you know, a luxurious brand. Everybody wants to. You understand?
Yes.
So I'm doing some research and I'm seeing, oh, my God, it's not good, because what I'm seeing is the environment and the amount of clothing that we waste in the fast fashion industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, nowadays, like, it's the trend is going and it's going and it's going. So we only see what we wear and what we buy, because it's, you know, it's, it looks flashy in our eyes,
trendy,
but
yeah.
Where we throw it, where do it end up?
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm,
where do it end up? So we don't think about where our clothing end up or what it does to our environment. So this is where it came about. You know, Eco Creations, doing something. I was like, why am I still designing already made T-shirts? I could just take something that already there instead of buying it and design it. The same what I'm doing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, what were the challenges of creating such a business, especially now in St. Lucia? They're laughing. They're like, who's gonna answer this? Seems like there are a lot of challenges. But I could watch their faces. Oh my goodness!
Because we are the pioneers in St. Lucia, and by extension, the Caribbean,
yes.
We face a lot of challenges. Just because I think the main challenge is just bringing awareness.
Yes.
So we do. You will see us on the U magazine or just in different media outlets trying to bring awareness so that people can understand that this is actually detrimental to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's one issue.
Yeah.
You want to tell them the rest?
Well, that too, most of us not, let's say, we don't like to use things like, we like new things.
Yeah.
Let's say if we have something that it's all like a T-shirt we have there in our closet for a very long time, we'll watch that T-shirt and be like, I'll just throw that in the bin. You will not think of what can I do with that?
Yeah,
or how can I transform it? You see, we have a lot of us like that, you know, because we're party people. We don't really, you know, study the clothing and know where it goes. We just want to look good and, you know, fit. That's all we do.
True.
Yeah, you check it?
So, I get it.
Yeah.
Now, again, I just want to kind of develop a little thing that you discuss, because I want to know, what was the public reaction to this? Like you said, it's a new concept, and we are a society, we like new things. We're going to affect. Yes, let me go and get something fresh, let me do this, because let me go on my social. I wore that last week, now I can't wear that again, because
exactly.
I have pictures in that
pictures, exactly.
You took it out of my mind.
I have a wife, so I know what it's like. So how can we change the public's perspective, idea of what upcycling and the advantages of upcycling? How can we do that?
Well, we've already started doing that. Actually, the public's response to it at first was like, what are these girls doing?
So I'm just going to be
using something old. And no, it's not about using something old. It's about bringing something old back to life, and then when we posted our first picture of our first everyone was like, what?
People were like, is that the same thing?
That's the same thing. Oh, it looks different. It looks bright and
it looks alive.
That's what we do. That's what we've been trying to tell you.
Now, how long have you guys been doing this?
For 9 months now,
It's not even a year yet.
And this is what you guys do full time, or do you balance this between?
Balance.
So, Donna does it full time, and I have a day job. So I have a day job, and then I have Eco Creations.
So she has to balance it.
Yeah, I'm the one that's balancing.
Yeah.
Eco Creations, because I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, it just becomes you. It's a lifestyle.
So
it becomes you.
True. And how is it, the balanced life? How has it been like for you?
It's tired. But, you know, I have a really cool saying. It goes like this. Tired, but highly motivated. Mm-hmm. So I am very tired, but I am highly motivated. We know where we want to go with this.
Yep.
So
now, Donna, for you, I know you probably have some good sayings, because you're a big fan of the $50 billion man.
Yes,
I did my research, girl. I did my research. So I know that you must have some mantra or something that keeps you going at it. And of course, this guy is a no nonsense.
He's actually the one who woke me up. You know, he's like, looking on YouTube, and he's like, you know, I was like, oh my God, like, is he speaking to me?
And I
was like, I need to do something, you know, bring a change, try to, solve a problem. So this is what we're doing here. We're trying to solve a problem. For me, Eco Creations is everything. My life, balancing Eco Creations with my personal life, because, like, you know, I would say I have kids. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yes. I don't look so, but yes, I do.
So, oh my God. Sorry, we're having conversations off air. Oh, wow. So how do you, now your mom, how do you, now this is on the air. How do you balance this?
Really and truly, to tell you the truth, I don't know. It just
wow.
It just happened natural. Because, you know, I had a zing, you know, I didn't want to, because I know balancing the work life, you know, the full-time job with being a mom, and so it doesn't work out. It really doesn't work out. But for some people, it might, but most of us, not.
Wow.
Yes. So
I'm amazed. I'm amazed.
Finding up your passion, or finding something you want to do, and building while balancing your family or your lifestyle, it's amazing, actually. Because, like I would say, the $50 billion man would say, you find your passion, you find your way. You understand? So for me, it's like a no-brainer. I would do it 10 times over.
Wow.
You understand?
Now, let's talk about your schooling, and what did you want to do? Because I bet you didn't say, you know what, I guess take old clothes and I can make them look fresh. I know you had something else in mind.
Yeah, well, I wanted to be a lot of things. First, like, growing up, I always wanted to be a businesswoman, for a fact. Or a lawyer. But, you know, since, you know, dad disappeared at sea, it's been 10 years now, and mom was a single mom, you know, and we didn't have much finance to send us to college and stuff. So after leaving secondary school, I got a job one time, you know, with the Syrians and them in the shoe store. And then from there, you know, going from job to job to job, and then starting, you know, finally starting your family, and then you'll be like, huh. That's when you start to think, and you know what, like, where are you going from here?
Right.
What is your next plan?
Mm-hmm.
now, because you have a family now, you have people depending on you, mm-hmm. so you have to think now. You understand? Mm-hmm. So this is the reason why we are all here. This is why Eco Creations is here.
Pretty amazing. Now, how did this relationship start between you guys to join together? You know, the CEO and COO. Yeah, I tell you, I did my research. I coming to you just now. Don't worry, I coming to you. Yeah, how did that happen?
Now, I said that's a really good story because
yes, it is.
Donna and I didn't like each other at first.
At all.
At all.
Wow.
We didn't like each other. Because actually, there was a group
that
we were both in. It's called the Mastermind Society, led by Miss Pamphil. And once we were there, and it was kind of like a closed setting, but open forum.
Mm-hmm.
We started sharing different things, and then we started to become business partners, because she was like, okay, you know what, this girl is highly motivated, like how I'm highly motivated, like why don't we start a business together? She called me up one night and she was like, let's do this. I said, okay. But that's
a short story.
Actually, we had to go through a lot of trials and tribulations just to build trust between business partners, between us, mm-hmm. and, you know, the journey is still going on. You know, we like each other now.
I can tell.
It just clicked.
Now, let's talk about you. Past contestant, Carnival Queen.
Yes.
If you were part of the Red Radio Station, you probably would have won. But that's another question. That's a little jab.
I gotta take it back.
No, we still got love for them, you know, because they still have a lot of vibe. So we gotta still pick them up. What was that experience like for you?
Whoa. So because I am a young lady, I'm just trying to find my way in this mm-hmm. world. It was very challenging for me because mm-hmm. then I had to find out who I am. Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people say that about being a carnival contestant queen.
It is so true, because during that journey, you are faced with so many challenges that you have never come across mm-hmm. before. And so it just forces you to come out of your comfort zone. It really makes you understand, okay, can you do this? You know, it makes you question yourself, and then you find out in that journey who you are. And not only that, but you get to connect and just like form
build a network.
And these girls were so amazing as well, like mm-hmm. you know, like big up to all my past Carnival Queen contestants of 2019. Mm-hmm. They were amazing. Mm-hmm. And of course I still have to big up my sponsor Vibe Radio.
Yes.
You're like pushing your head. the disrespect.
The love was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It really was. So,
what can you say that if there's two things that you really learned and that developed you from being part of that competition, what would they be?
I think it would be that. Whoa, like I am more confident than I think I am. Mm-hmm. And that I am way smarter than I think I am. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's so many lessons. I get tongue twisted so much just for that particular question, because you're trying to pinpoint a
one specific thing, right?
Yeah. And it's like you can't, because there's so many.
I can imagine. Now, what is what is it that you wanted to do after you left high school? Because she wanted to be a lawyer. She wanted to be
a business person,
billionaire. But she's on path too.
Yes.
What about you?
So I went to St. Joseph's Convent, mm-hmm. and during that time, I wanted to become a nurse or a doctor, because my aunt was doing medicine and I kind of thought it was cool, and I didn't get so sick seeing, you know, gruesome things until
I know what you mean.
Until I did principal of business in form 4 and 5, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I did it for CXC, and that's when I actually realized, yo, I can't work for people. And then I proceeded to go to Sir Alpha, in which I continued my studies in entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I really realized, okay, you know what? business is for me.
So have you worked for anybody else?
Oh, yes.
And how... you still work for... And how is that... Again, you talked about the trying to balance it.
Yeah.
Are there some days where you just want to say, you know what, bad word this, I'm just going straight in and focus on Eco Creations? Or is it that you said, well... Because, you know, some people use their day, the 9-to-5, as a means of achieving their dream.
Yeah, exactly,
so
yeah.
Which one... Okay. That taste says it all. Which one is it for you, though?
Okay. For me, you know, there are days where you're like, gosh, do you really want to be there? But then... It's very nice or lovely when your business or your workplace, your place of work, supports you in your endeavor as well. Like, I can tell you for a fact, my supervisors help in just changing my shifts. And I was actually supposed to be working today, but then I got the off instead. So it's nice when they work with you as well. There'll always be days when you're like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
bad word.
Like,
can I just go at my home and focus?
Every day
can't be perfect.
Sure.
Amazing. Amazing. Let's go back to the business now. What has been the biggest accomplishment for you guys since you started?
So many.
Yeah. Wow.
We have so many. For me,
three. And even if you want to call out people that you that you've worked with that you didn't expect to work with, stuff like that. I don't know if you want to call names.
I want to shout out to the Startup Huddle program.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
Yes, the Startup Huddle program is actually the program that actually gave me the boost, because that's where I did my first successful presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I did my the first one. I choked. I couldn't do it. But I found an environment, a group of people that supports you. And you know, like when you're doing your presentation, you don't feel pressured. You don't feel like you know there's a whole weight on your shoulder. You just feel comfortable and homey. Like, you know, so big up to Startup Huddle St. Lucia. Guys, check it out. If you're an entrepreneur coming up, you should check out this program. It helps entrepreneurs and the youth. Trust me, people, it is good. It is good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What about in terms of clientele? What is...
Our first clientele was Dawn French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who I actually got to interview on She Speaks when I was in that shift. She's a pretty cool person.
She is really cool.
She's not what you expect.
She's so jovial. You know, when I met her, I didn't know who she was. You know, I was clueless. And people keep telling me, you know, she was the director of Nemo and stuff. And I was like, really? People were like, yeah, you have Dawn French in front of you. I was like, I didn't know she was Dawn French. She just wanted to dye her pants. She wanted to bring it back to life. And then I did a video with her. She was so excited. Like, you know, when she got it, she was like, no, I have the stain there. And the stain is gone. And, you know, it was my favorite pants. And I wasn't giving up on my pants. And, you know, and then, you know, when I brought it for her and then she saw the outcome and she would know, that reaction was my first success.
Yeah.
That's when I felt like, yeah. I think this is it.
Let me tell you, I have two black pants there. I want to bring for y'all because, let me tell you, they'll be trying. That's if they didn't hide them, because, you know, let me tell you, guys, y'all know y'all have that one pair of pants. I'm not talking about the boxers that have the holes.
The pair of pants that
fits you so well.
So comfortable.
But, you know, you wash them so much, they feed in. What is the procedure in coming to you guys and saying, listen, you see that pants there, revive it.
We actually come because we know people are busy. We try to be mobile as well. You understand? Because we know how it works. We know the system. We know the society.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to come to you. So if you say, all right, hey, I have a pants. Can you meet me at that place? I'm running late for this. We would try to make it a to you as possible, you know, and as fast as possible. And then we collect your pants. You tell us, okay, I want it blue. I want it black. Mm-hmm. I want it green. And then we tell you, okay. So we tell you, all right, it will take me 3 days to get this done, and then I will call you when it's done, and we just deliver to right back to you. So,
what's the average cost of just dyeing a pants?
It's only $50. It depends.
Okay.
It depends on the material. Because different materials, different...
absorption rates of the dye.
All that nerdy stuff.
That's
nerdy stuff.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing. What has been your biggest challenge in terms of a job that you were just like, oh man?
Okay, my biggest challenge was I got this suit, right? I got this suit from a woman from government worker, and she told me she wanted me to bring it back to life. And I was like, okay, what material is this? She said, yes, it's mixed with cotton and stuff. And, you know, I didn't check my business on that day. So I just took the stuff and went home. When I went home, I see it's like 60-something% polyester and elastane and linen. I was like, God. All right. So I worked something out. I had to, you know, do some chemistry, some science and stuff like that and try different colors. And boom, it actually worked out. But it was a headache, though. It gave me
Because, I mean, we have the perception that basically, for example, you just take my clothes and you just put dye in it and that's it. Is that true? Or is there a more complicated process behind it?
No, there's a whole lot more.
Okay, walk me through that. Walk me through that because I need to understand.
Okay, so my partner would tell me don't do it because people are hearing how we're going through the steps.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
She would say, I could tell you off air though. I could tell you off air.
Okay, just without giving out your secrets, you take the clothes, you look at it.
So first I take the clothes and I look at the fabric. Yeah, mm-hmm. I see what fabric is there. Can I work with it? Can I not work with it? If I cannot work with it, I'll let you know. This material will not be able to be dyed and da da da. But if I can't work with it, I would tell you, okay, I would give it my magic and you would see the results. And if you don't like it, I could go back and do it for, you could take your pants and go free of charge. That's your business.
But Donna loves a challenge.
Yeah.
So, she would never give back the clothes and actually
say
she cannot do it. Like, it really has to be this tough material, like mm-hmm. this plastic materials that you just really
like
cannot die.
Elastane, like once it's 60% elastane, I mean, like elastane is plastic.
Plastic.
So it
I can't hear about elastane in my life.
Yeah. It's material used in our clothes. Like most of our clothes are mixed with these things. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fabric.
You know, the only thing, honestly, the only thing I know about fabric, I know somewhere in the Bible it says it's a sin to mix fabrics. That's all I know. And yes, the Bible actually says that.
Yes,
people
it
don't
does,
even
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it does.
That's
it's
a whole,
about,
yeah that's a whole yeah. not yeah. other conversation.
Yeah.
Guys, of course, we have to, somebody says Kiba has a black shirt with bleach. Yeah, Kiba, that's one of our co-workers there.
Oh my God.
Hey, these people. Let's run through some of the things that you do. Color changing.
Hemming on your clothing, dyeing of your clothing. If mm-hmm. you have jeans, we could upcycle that as well. If you want, if you have like an old dress or something and you want to upcycle it, we do that as well. You know, so it's just dyeing, hemming. It's basically what seamstresses do, but with a twist.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Guys, where can we find you?
On Instagram, at Eco Creations with a Z, spelled very simply, I guess, ECOCREATIONZ.
Yes, easy. And we're also on Facebook as well, so you could just give us a shout out or just hit us up if you have any clothing you want to upcycle or pencil, anything you want to dye, you think that you can bring it back to life, mm-hmm. check us out and we will tell you if it's possible or not.
Guys, if I swear, if I remembered you guys today, I would have walked with my stuff. I have like 2 pants that I really want back. Like, y'all change colors too? Like, so like, can y'all change the black pants into white pants?
Well, the white dye, come on.
I don't know.
No, we could change a black pants into a blue pants and stuff like that. But you have
just give color. It to us. We'll work out magic.
Uhasa,
uhasa.
I like you guys. Of course, here Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean. What? Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.
Youth Unplugged.